This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Mentorship. We have literally just started. Without any waste of time, let me take this opportunity to welcome Jerome Eccles, who is the General Manager at Black Umbrellas. Good evening and welcome to Beyond Mentorship.
Good evening, Nimrod. Good evening to your listeners, and it's lovely to be with you.
Thank you very much for coming through. Obviously, part of the conversation that you and I need to have is essentially about the entire ecosystem of Black Umbrella that is trying to navigate. But before we get to the entire ecosystem, and how has the Black Umbrella's mission evolved since its inception?
Well, Black Umbrella's Nimrod, as you may or may not be aware, is a partner entity of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation. And it's a great year for us in 2024, because it's actually the 20th anniversary of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation. And that's Black Umbrella was actually founded in 2005. And I think the main thrust of Black Umbrellas is to provide support, by and large, to emerging Black-owned small, medium, and micro enterprises. And it's always been to address the high levels of economic inequality in South Africa, and obviously the resultant high levels of poverty and unemployment that goes along with that. So we run programs where we provide qualifying Black entrepreneurs with the confidence and skills to establish their businesses and in a way establish the foundations for sustainable growth. And that's in a nutshell what Black Umbrellas does.
Interesting overview. Could you just maybe qualify what do you mean by Black qualified Black entrepreneurs? What does qualification mean in this particular context?
So our programs we run a platform. So our programs are accessed via our virtual incubator platform, which is a proprietary platform that Black Umbrellas built actually prior to COVID, but it's been in operation for about 4 years. So what we do is we provide support to any business at any stage of the development, but our primary focus is 100% Black-owned businesses, because what we have found in our research since the inception of Black Umbrellas is that about 50% of small businesses fail within the first 3 years, but about 90% of 100% Black-owned businesses actually fail within the first 3 years. And that's been our primary focus in terms of Black entrepreneurs.
That's a very shocking statistics. But based on your analysis, what are the almost like the pillars of, or what contributes towards the greater failure rate of these businesses that you're attributing to?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. I think primarily what people would normally talk to is the failure to access finance, the failure to access markets. That is the two primary reasons. But I think there's a third reason in South Africa, which mainly revolves around, you know, whether a business is founded on a necessity or an opportunity. And with high levels of unemployment, what you tend to find is that a lot of individuals are pushed to form businesses that are not necessarily an opportunity, but is formed out of necessity. And so when that happens, very often their value propositions, they haven't spent sufficient time in crafting a value proposition that would actually give them traction in the marketplace. And so our base program, our fundamental program, the Masake program, actually looks to conquer that need, to help entrepreneurs to establish a value proposition, to build a business that has a sound value proposition, so that you kind of move from that necessity entrepreneur more into the field of an opportunity, if I'm making sense.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think you hit it on the nail. Access to finance and access to market. And now the third one that we all, you know, coming to grips with is the whether your business is built out of necessity or opportunity. And to your point, without a sound value proposition, it's very difficult for any business to make inroads. But having said that, you know, I'm sure over a period of like more than 20 years, you have had a number of graduations, so to speak, by way of looking at small businesses that emerge from Black Umbrella as the flagship. Could you just take us through what metrics do you use to gauge the success of Black business, especially when you're looking at mentoring and incubation?
So our primary our primary driver, our primary metric is obviously growth in the business. So we primarily look at growth in turnover. We also look at growth in net profit, and then obviously growth in employment. That's the two primary metrics that we actually use. It's growth in the business and growth obviously in employment. Because what actually happens is that as a business grows, you tend to grow that balance sheet. And when you grow that balance sheet, what then allows you to do is to actually take advantage of bigger and better opportunities. And in by doing so, you need people on board to execute. And that then is a natural progression in the growth of employment. And that's what we would be here to do, is to actually change the levels of poverty and unemployment in doing so.
Those indicators do make a sense, indeed. But in terms of the target audience, because obviously you're talking black youth, and you're talking, I'm sure, female-led businesses. But when you're looking at what sort of sectors of entrepreneurship that you're looking at, so that somebody who's listening to the show is able to say, perhaps maybe this is where I'm going, because we've got agriculture, we've got agro-processing, we've got construction. What sort of sectors do you specialize in, or it is all in sundry?
Yeah, so that's actually a good question. We're actually agnostic of sector. I think we're one of the few programs in South Africa that is agnostic of sector. So although you may find other companies that have particular programs aimed at a particular sector, our programs are, as I said, agnostic in its entirety. So we will take any business from any industry. And in actual fact, that's actually where our mentorship program really, really helps, because obviously you can't have a broad knowledge of everything. It becomes very, very difficult to be a generalist. And so in that way, our mentorship program actually provides entrepreneurs with a lot of assistance when we're talking about industry-specific businesses, but it is agnostic.
Okay. Let's quickly take a break back on a second, because I want us to poke more holes on your approach in terms of diagnostic business and industry that you guys are pursuing. We'll be back in a second.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Mentorship, and my name is Nimrod Mbele. I'm having an interesting conversation with Jerome Eccles, who is the general manager at The Break Umbrella. And before we took that break, he gave us a bit of a breakdown in terms of the focus area, some of the major challenges that are experienced by up-and-coming businesses, which is access to finance, access to market. And the last point that he's given us a bit of education on is whether or not your business is built on the necessity or an opportunity. And if your business is based on a necessity, his argument is that it is more likely not to succeed purely because your value proposition would not have been adequately captured, adequately understood, so that you're able to make a conversation about your product and services. I suppose that makes a lot of sense. One of the issues that, Jerome, that you raised before we took that break was that you are diagnostic, which means you're taking any business into the fold based on, I suppose, the prospects of its success or not. So take us through, if Nimrod Mbele approaches you and based on your diagnostic, and they say, well, Nimrod, this is where your business is, and how do you determine what sort of support do I need to a point where I graduate? First, let's start with the duration of the business. What sort of performance indicators that you look at? I suppose you made reference to growth of business, and you also mentioned the growth of the balance sheet. Take us through those thoughts, please.
Yeah, so look, we've got two primary programs, the Masake program and the Siyakhula program. So in the Masake program, which is really aimed at people in ideation, pre-revenue, early stage startups. So really those are those really early stage businesses. And what we do is we take them through a program where we help them to craft a business model. So it starts out with a value proposition, really having an interrogation around your value proposition, and then building a business model around that. And that culminates in you taking that value proposition, which is primarily built on Alexander Osterwalder's business model canvas, and then crafting a startup plan for that. So you then take that business and you operationalize it going forward. And what we then do with that program going into the Siyakhula program is then to obviously say, well, now that you've established this business, so let's just say, Nimrod, you joined our program and you were a trading business and you were an established business. We have a diagnostic that we take you through. In fact, you complete it yourself in the comfort of your own home. As I said, our program is a virtual program. So you complete the diagnostic on your in the comfort of your home. And that diagnostic looks at three areas. It looks at the financial aspect of your business. It looks at the human resource aspect of your business. And it looks at the compliance aspect of your business. Often what we find with a lot of small businesses is they neglect the compliance aspect. And very often what happens is that they stumble upon a great opportunity, but because they don't have their statutory compliance up to date, they've maybe neglected the tax issues, they maybe have neglected some SARS issues, maybe there's some bargaining council or some industry specific aspects of their business that they've neglected. They're then not able to access that that opportunity. And so for us, that's very, very important that you build a fund, you build a solid base, that your base for your business is actually strong. So once we've done your diagnostic, we then look at fixing some of those issues that would allow you to establish that base. Then the diagnostic is quite detailed, and it really it's looking at the discipline of the entrepreneur. It's looking about how he's actually viewing his business and how he's actually running his business. Thereafter, we take you through a playbook analysis, which is a proprietary tool again that was developed by Black Umbrellas. And what we do with that playbook is we actually look at the potential opportunity, the size of the market relative to what you have. And then we craft a development plan for you, because our Siyakhula program is just on 8 months long. So we craft a development program for you. And typically what happens with that development plan, it may be things that you can fix within the 8 months, and sometimes it's things that's beyond the 8 months. But during that period of time, we are always looking for you to A, establish the basis for your business, establish that firm foundation, and then look to grow things like key resources and key activities, because those are the things that actually give you the value proposition, and they tie back to the value proposition. And then at the end of that program, we give you a kind of a pitching session. So you pitch to some of our mentors, and the pitch is allowing you to actually go out into the marketplace with confidence and actually pitch your business either for funding or for access to markets based on the work that you've done over the period of time during the program.
That's interesting. Processes indeed. Personally, in terms of your diagnostic, assuming one has obviously being able to pitch the program or to pitch the business idea, at what point are you now linking Nimrod with a mentor, and what sort of relationship structurally that has been designed such that Nimrod is able to succeed with a mentor that would have been assigned to Nimrod? Take us through that particular process.
So it's interesting, because if you think of mentoring and you think of coaching as one continuum, you can start at coaching on the one end of that continuum and carry through at the other end. You'll find mentoring, right? It's that kind of thinking, coaching versus mentoring. It's an age old debate. And what we give you as Black Umbrellas is we actually provide you with a coach, and we actually provide you with a mentor. So what happens is that your coaching conversations with your coach is largely around, what are the specific skill sets that you need in your business? And the role of that coach is to look at that strength and weaknesses. That comes as a product of the diagnostic, and how we can address those weaknesses. And that's what the coach will actually help you to do. The coach will also help you to actually address you know, specific skills in the business, enhance the performance of that business, and again, achieve those short-term goals. All of those are tied to your development plan. And your coach works with you on a monthly basis. And what we found over the years with the Black Umbrellas mentoring program, when we actually assign you with a mentor, what has worked for us is that the initial mentoring intervention that we have is what we call group mentoring. Because very often what happens with some of our entrepreneurs is they've never been accustomed to this. They've never actually typically been in a mentoring relationship, particularly when you look at some entrepreneurs from a township environment, from a rural environment. And very often our mentors are sometimes a lot older, and sometimes, you know, have a completely different context of life. And so when you just pile those two individuals into a relationship, that doesn't always work straight away. It's very hard for them to actually find a common ground, and it's very hard for them to actually understand each other and the context from which they come from. So what we do initially is we do a group mentoring. And what actually happens there is that we find a problem statement that is kind of uniform amongst the cohort, because what we do with our programs is we run them in cohorts. And then we would have three or four mentors that would actually address that problem statement to a group. And what we find is that breaks the ice. That exposes entrepreneurs to mentoring. It exposes them to how beautiful it can actually be. And what we then find is a much bigger uptake from individuals to want to get a mentoring relationship one-on-one. And then what we then do is typically what happens is that the coach, in conjunction with the entrepreneur, would say, I think, you know, this is the kind of issue you're having at the moment. What is the problem statement at the moment? Again, craft that. And we put that problem statement out into our universe of mentors. And we say, this entrepreneur typically has this particular challenge. That mentor or a mentor or a couple of mentors would pick up and say, that's something I'd like to work with, and put themselves forward. Typically what happens is that it's there for 3 months. It's I would need 3 months to solve this problem, or 3 months to assist the entrepreneur to help them work through it. And they would do those 3 months, they would end the relationship. And if the entrepreneur has a different problem statement, so you could actually have access to multiple mentors during his time in our program, rather than one mentor on an individual basis, one by one. And typically what happens is our mentors and our coaches work together to solve, you know, challenges the entrepreneur may have. Coaching, working specifically on specific skills and in performance of the business and achieving the short-term goals. And mentors are typically, you know, mentors are have a lot more wisdom, have a lot more experience in a particular industry that they can offer a particular mentee. Sometimes they even come with social capital. They may say, well, you know, I know this particular individual, can I connect you with this particular individual? And sometimes those are things that open doors to access to markets, etc. And that's kind of how the Black Umbrellas program works. We don't have a mentoring program, but we view our coaches and the coach that we assign you with as part of that continuum, ranging from coaching on the one end to mentoring on the other end, and the two of them dovetail. So it's a triangle that we try to close with the entrepreneur at the apex of that triangle and your coach and your mentor at the bottom quadrants of that triangle.
Thank you very much. I mean, that's quite a very useful and a unique available proposition that you're providing as the Black Umbrellas. But one of the issues that often you know, people come through the show express is the readiness of the horse. I mean, you know, if the entrepreneur is not ready, and it doesn't really matter how wonderful the ready proposition is, what sort of approach do you use first and foremost to decipher whether the horse is, the joke is ready? And if it's just not ready, what do you do? Because there were a lot of people who have beautiful business propositions. And in business, as you know, business is not about an individual, it's about a group of individuals. How do you, you know, understand the importance of mentorship and coaching, but in a nutshell, it's about, you're not just mentoring an individual, but you're mentoring a business idea that has more than one individual. How do you navigate that particular space?
That's difficult, Nimrod. I'll be honest with you. It's a difficult it's a difficult area to get over. I've always been of the view that in our experience, we have seen some amazing jockeys on donkeys that actually win races. And then we've seen some really average jockeys on, you know, stallions and actually come stone last. The horse actually goes lame, to be quite honest with you. So it is a very difficult, area to traverse. What we tend to do then is, within the Black Umbrellas program, we actually spend quite a bit of time on resilience. So we actually have a resilience module that entrepreneurs work through, and those kind of modules really assist with mindset. They really assist with those issues, and very often what we would have is we have these mentorship sessions, which aren't really a mentorship session with one-on-one. We'd often bring in a life coach, and a life coach may speak, have a masterclass in 2 hours around a particular aspect around mind. And so we try and tackle it from that perspective. But what we tend to find very often is that most of the entrepreneurs that come to us have knocked their heads a couple of times already. And if not, they will knock it very, very, very quickly in the future. But it is a difficult thing. And I think one of the things that we try and establish the entrepreneurs very, very quickly is that the world, you know, with some of the role models we've seen, have made entrepreneurship terribly sexy, but it actually isn't. It's a hard graft. We've made it seem that, you know, that you start a business and you are going to be wealthy beyond means, and it really isn't. And one of the first things we tell entrepreneurs when they start our program is that money is never the reason. It's always the consequence, as I think Raymond Ackerman once said. It's never the reason. It's difficult. And so our programs really do try and work on the jockey as well as the horse.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it has been absolutely beautiful. We have run out of time, Jerome. There are a lot of questions that I wanted to follow up, and I'm sure the listeners sitting there thinking, but, you know, we do need to bring Jerome back so that we crystallize some of these issues, because this is a very important initiative, and alongside multiple of initiatives. But, you know, based on the success of Black Umbrellas, we do need to amplify and massify this kind of programming so that they benefit as many small businesses as possible.
Absolutely. It's been lovely spending the time with you. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Jerome Eccles, who's the general manager at the Black Umbrellas, giving us very interesting insights on how their programs are faring in relation to promoting small businesses, and they're doing relatively well. We'll definitely bring him back, Betsy. Let's bring him back again, because I feel there were a lot of questions that I needed to push so that we empower the listener who ordinarily want to be part of this kind of conversation.